Here's a thought, admittedly not my own, but here's a thought nonetheless that I think you'll enjoy that includes advice on travel photography. I'm reading an interesting book. It's called Dodsworth by Sinclair Lewis, published in 1929, just a novel, light read, and I ran across this passage which I thought spoke directly to me as a photographer and might to you too. So if you'll indulge me for just a little bit, I'm going to read this passage, again, from Dodsworth by Sinclair Lewis, published in 1929. He says, quote, "Since the days of Alexander the Great, there has been a fashionable belief that travel is agreeable and highly educative. Actually, it's one of the most arduous, yet boring, of all pastimes, and, except for the case of a few experts who go globetrotting for special purposes, it merely provides the victim with more topics about which to show ignorance. The great traveler of the novelists is tall and hawk-nosed, speaking 9 languages, annoying all right-thinking persons by constantly showing drawing-room manners. He's been everywhere and done everything. He has shot lions in Siberia and gophers in Minnesota and played tennis with the king at Stockholm. He can give you a delightful evening discoursing on Tut's tomb and the ethnology of the Maoris. Actually, the great traveler is usually a small, mussy person in a faded green fuzzy hat, inconspicuous in a corner of the steamer bar. He speaks only one language, and that gloomily. He knows all the facts about 19 countries, except the home lives, the wage scales, exports, religion, politics, agriculture, history, and the language of those countries. He is as valuable as Baedeker," side note, that's a travel guide publisher. "He's as valuable as Baedeker in regard to hotels and railroads, only not so accurate." And here's where I think he starts talking directly to us photographers. "He who has seen one cathedral 10 times has seen something. He who has seen 10 cathedrals once has seen but little. And he who has spent half an hour in each of 100 cathedrals has seen nothing at all. 400 pictures all on a wall are 400 times less interesting than one picture. And no one knows a cafe until he's gone there enough to know the names of the waiters. These are the laws of travel." He continues, "If travel were so inspiring and informing a business as the new mode of round-the-world advertisements eloquently sets forth, then the wisest men in the world would be deckhands on tramp steamers, Pullman porters, and Mormon missionaries. It is the awful toil which is the most distressing phase of travel. If there's anything worse than the aching tedium of staring out of car windows, it is the irritation of getting tickets, packing, finding trains, lying in bouncing berths, washing without water, digging out passports, and fighting through customs. To live in Carlsbad is seemly, and to loaf in San Remo, healing to the soul. But to get from Carlsbad to San Remo is the devil. Actually, most of those afflicted with the habit of traveling merely lie about its pleasures and profits. They do not travel to see anything, but to get away from themselves, which they never do, and away from rowing with their relatives, only to find new relatives with whom to row. They travel to escape thinking, to have something to do, just as they might play solitaire, work crossword puzzles, look at the cinema, or busy themselves with any other dreadful activity." Close quote. A rather biting passage, wouldn't you agree? But I'm not sure I find anything I can argue with. We grab our cameras, we head out, we race around, we make lots of pictures, and so many times, we don't take the time or the effort to really get to know a place. This is why I've said for years, as a personal philosophy, may or may not pertain to any of you, but as a personal philosophy, I would much rather go to one place, establish a base camp, and work that area for 2 weeks than I would spend each of 14 days in a new location. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's valuable to just spend time go, 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 race, 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 click, 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 make new pictures. But I've done that in my life in various phases and found it somewhat dissatisfying because I've never gotten to know a place, never gotten beyond the surface glitz, and photographically, never gotten beyond the cliches, the easy ones, the ones that all the other tourists photograph. So Sinclair Lewis's passage, to me, struck home and reminded me, in an odd sort of way, how I much prefer getting to know a place with a little depth than buzzing about, filled with activity and collecting photographic trophies that leave me with an impression that's sort of shallow and lacks the depth that comes from getting to know a place over time.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.